Welcome back to Never Settle. I am here with a dear friend, but also an inspiration. She's gorgeous. You can't see her, but I will link everything below. Jennifer Panza. She is a, I'll say, serial wellness entrepreneur because she has so many different endeavors. And we originally connected in Miami, and I said, this girl speaks my language. She's business-minded, wellness-minded, beautiful inside and out. Jennifer, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me here, Sarah. I really feel like, you know, for me, I had the same experience with you. I was just like, oh my gosh, who is this girl from Boston that is already like taking charge of the Miami yoga scene and really like just showing up as a professional and in so many ways besides just the yoga background, which I know is just one of the things that you do. And it was just from that moment, I was like, all right, this girl's awesome. We have to stay in touch and be friends. And, you know, ever since then, I think it's been like almost 10 years now, maybe 7 or 8 years, actually. Won't date ourselves too much, but just like seeing you and your journey and like the fact that you have this amazing podcast and you're asking me to be on it is just a testament to your journey and all of the cool things that you're doing. So I am super inspired by you and just so grateful that you asked me to be on this podcast. So thank you so much for having me.
You have a really long but still connected journey with wellness. And you started in Denver, Colorado. You were in Miami as well, and that's where we connected. And, you know, being in different locations, what I want to hear and share with those who don't know you as well as I do, your journey as a wellness entrepreneur from where you started to where you are today.
Sure. So how long is this podcast? I feel like that journey is always like changing and ebbing and flowing. But I'll give you guys just the juicy highlights of it. So when I first started with the wellness journey, I would say, you know, it really started as a young kid with going to a church that my parents took me to, which is very alternative. I realize now it's a divine science is what it's called, which has nothing to do with Christian Science or any of those things, but it's literally like a practice of connecting to your own divinity. And so it was like basically a hippie church. So we would go out and like, you know, draw the trees for Sunday school and like see if we can like relax and lay on the grass and like look at the clouds and notice how we feel and all of these types of things. And so from a young age, I was already exposed to a lot of the quote unquote yoga concepts just from being raised in that type of environment. And so through that, I really found my wellness journey through nature and living in Colorado. It was snowboarding. I actually lived in Vail before I lived in Miami, and hiking and backpacking, camping, all of those things was really my jam. And I unfortunately had a backpacking episode where I was carrying too much weight. And, you know, I was like a college kid. So I was skimping on buying nice boots and I was hiking in like some crappy tennis shoes. And was gone for a really long trip. And it was a multiple day overnight backpacking. I was carrying all my food, all my water. And I ended up getting tendonitis in my feet really bad from that trip. And I could not figure out for the life of me how to fix this issue. So I was going to physical therapists. I was going to doctors. I was doing all sorts of things and nothing really was working. And so I basically just started to go to yoga. And immediately I noticed right away that I was not only getting physical results, but also I just felt a deeper sense of peace and a deeper sense of connection to myself. And so I'm kind of an intense person. So when I find something that I like, I'm sure you can resonate with this. When we feel that curiosity or that thread, that intuition of, you know, wow, there's something here for me, then, you know, we just go all in on it and see that thread all the way through. And so I fell in love with yoga, started doing it once or twice a day, eventually moved to Miami, got my teacher training certification right away, started teaching right away. And through, I think it was probably shortly after when I met you, as I was growing this amazing business in Miami teaching yoga. And my really unique specialty was that I didn't like teaching in a yoga studio because number one, I didn't want to deal with all of the politics of a yoga studio. Number two, it didn't make any sense financially to teach in a studio. And number three, it was beautiful. It was like beautiful sunsets and like amazing weather happening. Why would I want to be inside in a studio? So I created Onto Yoga, my company, and really started teaching outside of the studio and working with private yoga students and doing special events, really unique things that no one else in at the time was doing. And then, you know, that kind of morphed into the business growing and wellness, other wellness professionals basically like partnering with me because I was getting so many clients and so many potential business opportunities that I couldn't do it all by myself. And so I started working with other yoga teachers to help support them in their process of building their own yoga businesses outside of the studio. And basically, since then, I was introduced to essential oils. And this for me was something that I had always kind of tinkered with and played with in my yoga sessions, just because lavender smells amazing, of course. But I really found that the essential oils, number one, were adding a depth and a connection to my yoga classes and my yoga students that I didn't have before. And number two, that they were actually helping myself, my family on a deeper level to heal other things. Like my mom had crazy tendonitis and, you know, the oils and supplements really supported her body to heal itself through that process. And so once I found the essential oils, it was kind of like, I feel like it's like peanut butter and jelly where you're like, oh my gosh, this is like the perfect fit. So I started really integrating essential oils and natural wellness into my yoga business. And through that, it's just kind of grown into this amazing organic process of really supporting individuals who are looking to change their own state, their own energy, really people that are feeling that thread, that calling, that there is something more to life, that there is a deeper layer, that there is something for them, but they can't quite put their finger on it yet, and really helping them to discover that through yoga, meditation, and through natural medicine like essential oils. And I actually partner now with my husband. I met through that whole process, and he is an acupuncturist and just an amazing, incredible human. And we do a lot of things together. And we actually have an upcoming course that is specifically for energy body and for people that are wanting to dive a little deeper and dive deeper in a way that maybe they never have before when it comes to energy and exploring themselves and really like understanding the threads and the fibers that move us and pull us in different directions and just loving on them. So it's been a crazy journey. We've had tons of success, and it's just such an honor to be able to help people and be a support system for people that are open to growing. And whether that's, you know, regular people or yoga teachers, it's just so nice to have a community and have a connection of people who are on the same mission of never settling in their life, as you titled the podcast. So that's the long, short version of my
Well, I definitely want to talk more on your course later and delve a little bit more into that, because I think it's fascinating. It's something that can help any human, let alone entrepreneur, let alone wellness endeavorist along the way. But I also want to go into as well the ties, you know, and how one can evolve into the next, into the next, into the next. And also debunking the idea that teaching yoga or following wellness doesn't have any money in it, because this podcast is for entrepreneurs. So we'll just, you know, call spade a spade. And then people say, well, it's a service and you can't make money. And, you know, it's a, I always called it about charging your worth and knowing what you're bringing to the table. And when you up the level of what you're offering, this is something you have done from the get-go that I initially was like, she's showing up and she's got style, clean, on time, you know, and there's a professionalism that comes along with the price as well. But it's also following what the passion is. And that's, you know, you mentioned it, and I just want to illustrate that a little bit more, that you didn't start selling essential oils and creating a team and community around it because you thought there's money in this. You did it because it worked for you and you said, I want to share this out. So I think that's really important. How have you, you know, financially, we don't have to go into numbers, but financially, broken through that stereotype that wellness doesn't make money?
Well, I think that's a great question, Sarah. And I see this all the time. And this is actually why I am so passionate about working with other yoga teachers and wellness professionals, because I really feel that there is in the wellness industry this poverty mentality. And I feel like part of my purpose is to break that and to shift people into the awareness that there is abundance. And, you know, we sit and we meditate and we do yoga and we're like, oh yes, I'm abundant, I'm connected to everything. And then like when push comes to shove, right? People, they won't charge, or they won't show up for themselves in that way. And, you know, it's just astonishing to me when, you know, as you and I both experience showing up in the wellness community, and people are, you know, number one, afraid to charge money. Number two, if they are charging money, they are not showing up clean. Like, it's amazing, like how just a shower and combing your hair can make, like, it's the difference of charging, like, in a session, if you're talking to service, like the difference of charging $100 versus $250 for the same hour is just how you show up. And I really think that it is all about the energy that we bring to that. And it's just a decision that we, each of us, has to make for ourselves of, you know, how am I going to show up? And what is the energy? What does that look like for me to show up in that way? And so for me, it was never really, in the beginning, it was definitely like strange, I guess, just because no one was holding my hand and teaching me, oh, like, how can you make six figures as a yoga teacher? That wasn't something that was taught to me in teacher training. And I did have to go through a lot of ups and downs and nights crying on the bathroom floor, wondering how I was going to pay my rent and all sorts of different things, you know? But ultimately, I knew in my heart that it was possible. And so I think number one, the most important thing is just believing that it is possible and not willing to be part of that poverty mentality of like everything should be donation, everything should be free. And, you know, number two is that when you understand the energy exchange of things, then you realize that the energy that you're giving to someone, the energy that they would like to give back to you, should be equal. And so in our current day world, that energy exchange is money. And so we decide what we're worth based on how much we say, how much energy we'd like to receive, or money. And so, you know, for me, it's always been service first, like teach from your heart, and also value yourself. Because if you're not valuing yourself and charging what you're worth and asking for that energy exchange, that's when all of the things start to get weird for people. That's when they feel depleted. That's when they feel taken advantage of. That's when they feel burnt out. That's when they feel all of these emotions, is because they're outputting more than what they're receiving. And that can be fixed very simply with mindset, belief, and also just taking action to change your prices. And so, you know, there is sort of a ceiling, a limit to time in a day, that how much you can do in one day. Of course, we're only human. We only have so many yoga classes and so many things we can do with our time and energy, right? So, but also you can charge more and you can get creative. You can do programs. You can do, there's a million ways to make money. And for me, one of the most profitable ways has been integrating essential oils, because now I'm able, my customers, my yoga students, and my network, when they are purchasing their essential oils, they're actually, you know, supporting themselves and their body, but it's not me spending time. So I'm very passionate about telling entrepreneurs, especially wellness entrepreneurs, to partner with a company, a product that can be sold that isn't dependent on your time and your energy, so that you do have some form of residual income, whether it's a course or a product or both. You do want to diversify your income. And if you do it in the right way and with the right people, it can be incredibly stable and lucrative, and way better than, you know, even pharmaceutical reps or some of these, like, quote unquote, like the best jobs to get out of college. You know, the doTERRA specifically is the company, oil company, that I partner with. And your own yoga business can give you more abundance than you would ever, ever imagine.
We create your own ceilings as opposed to being capped by time. And I am wholeheartedly behind you on that. There's something that you mentioned as well, and it's surrounding yourself with the right community. And being around other people who, as we're having this conversation, we can have this conversation with ease because we're both in that mindset of, okay, this has a time limit. I'm going to shift here and we're going to create something else around here that's going to make me money while I sleep. And then there's plenty to go around. I'm not going to compete with you because there's abundance. But when you're not around that similar energy, it can also pull you down. So to what, because I've experienced this with partners as well, you know, and sure. I can tell you and your current husband, Jim, are so aligned because you both shine together. There's no competition. You elevate each other from what I've seen and met in person, of course. How important has that been for you to be around the right partners, community, mindsets that fill your own personal bucket?
That's a great question, Sarah. So I really do believe that, you know, the old saying that you're a product of the five people that you spend the most time with. And, you know, I think when I heard that quote very early on in my career, it was kind of like, it was scary a little bit to me because at the time I wasn't hanging around a crowd that I found to be inspiring, and they were cool. Like, they were awesome people. They were some of the first people that I had met, you know, after college and just starting out my career. And they were kind of salt of the earth folks and fun to go maybe have a drink with, a glass of wine, and go out to dinner with. But they weren't necessarily people that I looked up to and that I thought, wow, that's really cool that they're doing that. And so, or, you know, whatever it is. And so when I heard that quote, everything started to shift. And I started looking at, you know, who am I hanging out with and who do I want to become? Because if you are hanging out with the type of people that you would like to become, then you will become them. It's like the osmosis effect, right? And so, you know, I really do make a point to surround myself with really awesome people, and that people that I do feel uplifted by, because especially as a coach, as a yoga teacher, it's really easy to just be focusing on the people that you're helping, right? And if those are the only people that you're associating with, you know, that can be tricky. And in the wellness space, at least wellness entrepreneurs, there is still that thread of competition, and there is still, you know, people's egos are threatened. We're still all human after all. So it's, you know, love and peace and namaste until, like, you put a yoga studio next to someone, or you're like, you know, kind of in the same territory. And, you know, that can be really isolating, and that can be really detrimental to growth. And so that's where I love doing things like this and partnering with awesome people like you, Sarah, are so inspiring and pushing the status quo and doing cool things and making a point to hang out with these people and to connect with them and, you know, express gratitude for them and pick their brain about how they're doing things and really, like, push yourself forward, you know. And Jim, my husband, has definitely been that person for me, just because he has so much experience in the energy world. Like, even last night, I was having like a little meltdown last night, and he gave me acupuncture like late night. It was like 8:30 or something before we go to bed. And, you know, he was telling me like the craziest stories about from acupuncture school and like the weird points that they needle each other, like behind their eye, and like, it's just really bizarre things. And wow. I just find it to be super fascinating. And, you know, as someone who's interested in energy and Chinese medicine, and although I don't really want to go to acupuncture school ever, because it sounds very hard, you know, I find it to be fascinating, and he teaches me and I teach him, because I'm really good at marketing and I'm really good at, you know, connecting with people. And he's really good at some of the more esoteric things and writing. And so I think it's really about finding, in terms of partnership, it's about finding people that complement you and that ultimately know that their success and your success are tied together. And I have had partners in the past where that didn't work out, and that, you know, there was friction and competition and just like some negative things going on. And ultimately, I think each person is responsible for that abundant energy, because when we are in that abundant energy, when we are in that joyful, creative energy within ourselves, like, nothing is a threat. Nothing is competition. We don't need to be better than anyone or put anyone down. And, you know, I think that our personal practice and personal daily affirmations is really important. and being with the right person. Cause like some people just bring out the worst in you. Like, I don't know what that is. It's just like the mirror, like the tiger is like, gosh, it's just like, but you're just better not with that person. And so like, good for you for leaving a partnership. Like if you're not able to fly and shine because like there's too much of that there, like,
yeah,
you know, you gotta leave and listen to your heart and listen to your intuition. And, you know, I've burned a lot of bridges before in the past, yeah, burning it down and like building something new. And it's, you know, it's important to do it with the right person.
Yes. And you say, yeah, I have one word and it's, I know he'll understand it. It's adios. But I think it's also important too, that sometimes it's okay to burn a bridge and it's okay to not have, sure, to look back. And it's okay to say, you know what, this isn't working for me, because at the end of the day, if you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to. And the environment that you put around each other and that you're elevating. One of my favorite quotes, and I'm sure you've heard this as well, and then unfortunately, we need to wrap it up. I could talk with you for hours. I think we need a trip together. One of my favorite quotes, and Jordan Peterson talks a lot on this. And if you're trying to save, as a lifeguard, if you're trying to save somebody in the water, one of the first rules is if they're flailing around, you don't go after them. You let them, you will have to sacrifice the person and let them drown. Because otherwise, if you're going to help a person who's flailing around and they can't even tread water, you're both going to drown. So instead of both, you know, there's giving somebody a hand up, but there's also drowning with the ship. And I think it's important, as picking partners, as being entrepreneurs, you know, you can give a hand up, but you're not going to go down with the ship. You know, there's certain limitations to being a captain. And I say that's one, numero uno, capitano. So
100%.
To wrap it up though, tell us a little bit more about the course that you're doing, where we can find you, because I want to hear more as well.
Amazing. So yes. So right now we just launched this energy body course, and basically it's for anyone who would like to understand energy a little bit deeper. And so this might be, if you're brand new, maybe you just started yoga or mindfulness practice and you want to learn a little bit more about the chakras, like, great. It'll be an awesome introductory point. And also, because Jim, my husband's, this is really more his thing, and I'm supporting with, you know, creating, co-creating it with him. He has such an interesting take on energy, since he's been studying with Native American shamans since he's 15 and spending, you know, 17 years in his clinical practice. He just has a really unique way of seeing energy and experiencing it. And the conversations and the stories are just incredible. And in addition to the course itself. So if anyone is interested in that, just the best, easiest way to reach out to me is just through Instagram, and just send me a little message that says energy. And then we can start a conversation. And I love to just get to know people and really connect with people. That's an important thing for me, that not just to, you know, have people do my course, but to really understand people and connect with them. And so connect with me, and I'd be happy to get to know you a little more and see if the course is a good fit for you, and explain to you how you can get it and all of that good stuff.
I'm very intrigued. I'm a big believer in energy. So we're going to drop all those links below. Jen, thank you so much for this time. And it's been beautiful. I feel like catching up, but I want to say so much more, because we talked on so many different subjects, and we just, we did a live as well over on your IG. You have a lot of lives that are going on over there. So definitely go and follow Jen over on Instagram. That's beautiful that you want to connect and learn from people, because it's, again, she comes from whole heart, and it's about helping others, and then the wealth and success follows. So thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Sarah. Have a great day.
Thank you all for tuning in for today's episode of Never Settle. Stay tuned for more inspiring entrepreneurial endeavors and journeys that will empower, motivate you, and to, of course, thrive.